Simon & Schuster Audio presents Brave Companions, Portraits in History by David McCullough. Read by the author.
For Rosalie Barnes McCullough. A Note to Listeners. Written over a number of years, the essays and speeches in Brave Companions are recorded here as I wrote them and as they were originally published. Introduction. There is a story that goes with a painting of Theodore Roosevelt by John Singer Sargent that hangs in the White House. Sargent, it is said, had been waiting about the mansion for several days, hoping for a chance to see the president and talk to him about doing his portrait, when one morning the two met unexpectedly as Roosevelt was descending the stairway. "When might there be a convenient time for the president to pose for him?" Sargent asked. "Now," said the president. So there he is in the painting, standing at the foot of the stairs, his hand on the newel post. It is a great portrait, capturing more of the subtleties of the Roosevelt personality than any ever done of him. And it's a good story. "Moments come and go," the president was telling the painter. "Here is the time. Seize it. Do your best." My earliest ambition was to be an artist. When I was 10 or so, our art teacher at Linden School in Pittsburgh, Miss Mavis Bridgewater, demonstrated two-point perspective on the